Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, February 5th. We have another great show for you.
Yeah, we do.
I guess we are, huh?
Yeah.
We're having a good show so far. Good morning. Welcome to the show. February 5th, a day after our anniversary. I still haven't brought the champagne in because I was thinking maybe Friday will be better.
You know?
Friday is like a drinking day.
Totally.
So I will go and get the champagne tonight and I'll bring it tomorrow. I know I've been leading you on this, but...
It's okay. You know, I do have a lot of champagne in my life anyway, so... But I can wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. When is the next episode of Two Drunk Girls?
Sunday.
Oh, so you do them Sundays?
Well, one airs today at 12.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, we film on Sundays.
Do you do them live, too? Do you stream it or do
no.
you just record it?
And we then
you
record
put it.
It
on your website.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cooler. Not many people have time to watch live anyway, so everybody goes into the archives.
Right.
And listens that way.
Eventually, when we get a more steady schedule, we'll do it live.
Right.
But until then.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it lives there in the archives, that's all that matters, you know.
Right.
People can watch whenever they want. This is the DVR generation, you know. Nobody
exactly.
watches in real time. But, yeah, luckily we have some live listeners. But I can tell you that it's always, there's a lot more people listening after the fact
yeah.
than to live.
Yep.
So we have a lot of things going on. We have a special guest who's going to call in a few minutes, and we're going to talk to her. Last time we talked to her, we had bad connections, so we had to reschedule.
Right.
And that's Tanae Jackson, a musician, singer, and we'll play some of her music as well, and we'll find out how she's related to Michael Jackson.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay, so apparently, well, anything happening for you, Jen? Anything exciting you want to share? Or?
Anything
no?
exciting?
You probably would share it by now if you did have
True.
Something exciting, right?
True. Yep.
Yeah. So, so this weekend's going to be a busy weekend for me. I'm planning on going and getting high with half of LA at the Cannabis Cup.
Oh, that's this weekend.
That's this weekend, and I've been waiting for it all year. Now, don't ask me why, okay? Because, first of all, I can't find anybody to go with me. Nobody I know really smokes. So I have to go there alone, and it's not great. But you go there and you meet people, you know, so it's not that bad.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, you know, and people have something in common. They're all there to get stoned and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, It's a party, you know, just to experience it.
Where is it?
It's in San Bernardino. So I went last year, and it sort of like stayed with me. It was a great experience, so I think I'm going to go again.
Awesome.
What the hell, right?
What the hell?
Yeah, it's a drive, but who cares?
It'll be great once you get there.
Yeah, exactly. So they have it on 2 days, but Saturday and Sunday. But I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it both days. Although on Sunday night is when they do the competition, you know, for the best bud. So, this is like a whole global thing. I mean, they started it in Amsterdam because that's where marijuana was decriminalized some time ago. Before they even thought about it here. So they would do the Cannabis Cup there, and everybody from all over the world would fly to Amsterdam and that. So it's a cool place if you ever get to go to Amsterdam. I mean, you don't have to go in the coffee shops and stuff, but there's just so much happening there.
Yeah, I want to go there at some point.
There's so much culture and history. You know, you go see Van Gogh Museum and the Anne Frank Museum.
I'd really like to do like a London, Paris, Amsterdam trip.
Yeah, yeah.
At
you
some
would like
point.
That. Yeah.
When it's safe.
Yeah. Either that or when you find someone rich before you make it rich.
Right.
Right?
Well, I'm more concerned about safety.
Yeah. And you're not the type to go and look for someone rich, right? You want to make
no.
your own money.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, I got you. I got you all figured out.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. So, let's go to the news, I guess. There's a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
I guess the huge headline is Jordan is striking ISIS with airplanes and stuff. So that's pretty cool, actually, because, you know, I mean, they said they were going to retaliate. They just hanged the two prisoners. Mm-hmm. But now I knew they would be drawn into this. And that's why I said, you know, it's good because now there'll be somebody who's actually fighting them.
Well, but there's many people in this, like, coalition. I just think that, you know, we don't know all their tactics that are going on until it's something big. You know, like, this is in the news because we need to know that, like...
Well, I'd like to know every day that we're bombing the shit out of them, but it's not happening. You know, I mean, yes, there's a coalition, and they're doing airstrikes, but I don't see that it's helping any. And, you know, even the big people in government now are saying, we won't be able to sustain this forever. You know, attacking from the air, it's not as effective. You know, you need people on the ground to tell the planes where to bomb and also go from house to house, because these are guerrilla fighters. You know, they're not it's not like with tanks and where it's a defined conventional war.
It's a different kind of war.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see what happens. I just hope Israel doesn't get drawn into it because everything is on its border, you know?
Right.
All the shit that's happening. I know. And then to bring it into all this, it's going to be a mess.
Can't fight two wars at one time.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, ISIS might just do that. I mean, they're known to do crazy things.
Right.
And they don't really care about what people think. So.
No, but the good thing is that Jordan is saying, well, King Abdullah is saying that it's like a war against Islamic principles now, like that they are making, you know, the religion look bad.
Mm.
And so that is possibly why they're fighting.
Good. Well, they believe strongly in that. So maybe they'll fight hard as well.
Right.
To protect that. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, Muslims got a very bad rap right now in the world because of this.
Right.
You know, but these are like extremists and stuff, and we'd like to think that most Muslims are peace-loving, so we'll have to wait and see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but this is scary, and you always notice that all the troubles start from the Middle East, you know?
Yeah.
What can you say? Israel's got a great neighborhood to live in, I'm telling you.
Just pick up that country and move.
Yeah, everybody wants to kill us. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah. But, you know, talking about cannabis, I actually, you know, both my parents are frail and aging and stuff. And they've got, my dad's got Parkinson's, my mom's got osteoporosis, and she's got a constant back pain. And they're a great candidate for medical marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Hasn't your mom been trying it out?
Well, yeah. So, but nothing's happened. But then my dad said, you know, I saw a show on Parkinson's and stuff. So I started reading up on it. And sure enough, they're saying it helps. So I took a little vaporizer pen yesterday and I let him try it. And lo and behold, he stopped shaking.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, his hand, like he has tremors and stuff. Mm. And luckily, it's not bad. I hope it never gets any worse. But his shaking stopped. And the funny thing also, I don't think they take it correctly because they didn't get a buzz from it. So so I don't know how, you know, how well they were using it or anything. But I'm hoping it'll help, you know. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because they live in Israel. And I've been reading that Israel's got the most advanced research on this. They actually, the government is sponsoring growing the plant and stuff.
Oh, wow.
But yet, it's probably the hardest place to get it. You know, I mean, in a country of like 6 million people, there's only a couple hundred that they approved this for. So it's like a whole bureaucracy to do anything there, you know, and they make it so difficult. And here your parents just, you know, I mean, my parents just come here, you can get it for them and they can try it and see, and they have a chance of improving their life. You
well, know? They should just move here anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Moral of the story is they should move to the United States.
Today I'm going to look at a beautiful place for seniors, and I hope they like it. You know, my mom is still like stubborn about going back, but so I mean they're going back to end their trip next week, and I'm already missing them, you know.
Aww.
It's, yeah, it's hard, you know. I mean, you live away from your parents for a long time. They're very far. And, you know, when as long as they still could take care of themselves, it was fine, you know.
Right.
But when you have to, I mean, they're like little kids now. We have to open the doors for them.
Yeah.
Put the seatbelt on for
it's
them.
It's sad how, like, it comes back to that. And you have to see it.
I know.
Like,
I know.
You have their image of your parents your whole life as, like, you know, these people that care for you. And
they're like your God to you, right. You know. And then they become like babies and we have to take care of them. Except it's harder than babies because they're big. You
right.
know, a baby you can carry
and they say
comfort
things.
And stuff.
And they have preferences.
Yeah.
And they think they can do things that they can't do.
Yeah. I know. So my dad says, well, I just want to be able to walk a little more. I said, it's not a miracle cure. It's not going to make your illness go away. It'll just make you maybe feel better,
right.
You know, and stuff. So we'll see what happens there. I'll keep you posted. But I'm a strong advocate for this. And I think maybe that's why I'm healthy, because I've been smoking for so many years. You know,
who knows? But I can't wait to hear about your experience this weekend on Monday.
Yeah, I know. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I know you can't relate to it, but I've got a hobby. And
I mean, listen, if it was a wine festival, I'd be all about it.
Yeah.
That's my job.
I know. Everybody's got their poison, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, tonight is the second episode of Scandal. And my girlfriend and I, my best friend, we watch it every week together and we make dinner and then we drink like bottles of wine.
Bottles?
Yeah.
Wow. Why is that? Why is that related to the show?
Because on the show, the main character drinks a lot of red wine.
Oh, really?
And so
you drink with them?
Yeah. It's okay. Kind of like she's like a very sophisticated woman. She's a fixer in D.C. and she solves all the world's problems in, you know, our government. So she drinks a lot of red wine to like relax. And we're like, well, we have to relax too with you, Olivia Pope. So, but the thing is we start, you know, that's just an hour show, but we start for the show before it and we finish from the show after it. It's kind of like, got to have multiple bottles of wine because who drinks, you know, one glass of wine during that whole 3-hour period?
But you said it makes you sleepy, right?
No.
Wine? Oh, it was the vodka that made you sleepy.
No.
You said something made you sleepy.
Did I?
I think. I don't know.
Oh, no. Pot.
Pot made you sleepy?
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about that.
Oh, well, that makes me sleepy.
Well, okay. But wine you can handle as long, as much as is shoved at you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I love wine. It's like my juice.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of wine do you like?
I like Pinot Noir.
What's that? Like red, white?
Red.
Red wine.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, have you figured out what wines go well with food and all that stuff, too?
All of them.
All of them? It doesn't matter.
No. I mean, I know that some go better than others. And, like, when you go to, like, Trader Joe's, for instance, it'll say in the description what the wine is like and then also what it goes best with, like, fish or meat or pasta or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't usually read those labels.
Okay, because it doesn't matter to
me. No, I don't care at all. I like the label on the bottle and the price.
Yeah, any occasion is good for wine.
Totally.
Wow. Do you ever go wine tasting and stuff?
I have been. Not to an actual vineyard, but I would like to go at some point.
Yeah, it's like an hour, 2 hours away. You can go up to Santa Barbara County. They have so many.
I need to do that.
Yeah. See, I'm not big on wine, but we went once, and it was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, to go to the vineyards, it's really peaceful there. You know.
Yeah, you're like in nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to make a habit of doing that.
Yeah, you do. I think they actually have some in Malibu. Somebody told
me.
They do, right?
It's just different. It's not like you go into the vineyard. You go to a place that wine tasting.
Okay, so they don't actually have vineyards there.
Not that I think you can like hang out in.
I see. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, here comes our guest. So let's go ahead and take this. Good morning. You're on the air. Hi, Tanae.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We have Tanae Jackson on the line. And last week we tried to talk to you, but the line was bad. Today the line is excellent. So thank you for finding a quiet place to call us.
No problem.
Okay. Are you still in out of town? You were out of town last week.
Yes, I'm still here. Usually when I deal with my music, I'm usually New York and East Coast based.
Oh, I see. Okay. But do you live in New York, in L.A.?
Yes, I live both in LA and New York. I'm back and forth.
Oh, wow. Wow. See, I'd like to do that. That would be cool, Jen, you know, to live in two places at the same time.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, Danae? In California?
I grew up with my mom mostly, and she's my mom's a foreigner, but when she came to this country, she lived in the East Coast. I didn't spend much time with my dad or my dad's family, just mostly with my mom.
I see, I see. And now, I understand you're part of the Jackson family, the famous Jackson family. How you're the niece of Michael Jackson?
That's correct.
So you were so you're the daughter of one of the brothers, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's cool. Now, you probably know Siggy Jackson, right? I mean, he's your cousin?
Yes, I know Siggy.
Yeah.
I know him. I support his radio show. I think he's doing a wonderful job for independent artists.
Yeah, I know. The reason I'm bringing it up, because I met him because he had a show on our station for a while.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, and that was cool and stuff. And he's a really cool guy. So so you guys are cousins. That's very cool. I like that. So, but you're a musician by your own right.
Yes, I am.
Were you always musical since you were a little baby?
Yes, as a matter of fact, anytime music came on, I run in the living room and dance with my aunt.
That's cute.
And my mother's mother looked at me and she said, you know something, I think she's about to take after her father's side of the family. I think she's a musical person. Right. And then one day I was at school and I told the teacher I needed to go to the bathroom and I was singing, you know, when I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the teacher heard me. I didn't know. But all of a sudden she put together a play and she said, you know something, Tanae is going to be the star of the play because she has a beautiful voice. And I jumped. I said, what? I said, what are you talking about? I had no clue how she knew that I could sing. And when we did the play, I invited my mom. My mom said, baby, I have to go to work, and I'm sorry. And then I invited my grandma, and she goes, I'm not making any promises, but I'll see what I could do. Now, my mother's mother was a doctor.
Oh, wow.
And she's very, very busy. But the day of the play, I did it. I sang. I got a standing ovation. And at the end, when I was walking back up to my class, there goes my grandmother. And she goes, I can't believe it. She said, you didn't tell me you could sing.
Oh, wow. How cool. So you've developed this early on and developed it and stuff. Did you have to take any singing lessons? Because I know even most professionals have like a voice coach and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you have one?
Yes, I had one for a short while. I actually trained myself to sing. I actually trained myself to play the piano.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I respect people can teach themselves that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I learned the guitar, but I had to have a teacher.
That takes a lot of discipline.
It really does, yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, well,
go on.
I said, as far as you saying it takes a lot of discipline, it did because I was not the kid that went out to play with other kids. I just stayed in my room.
Yeah. Well, that sometimes happens, you know,
and
when you have
worth
a passion.
It, I'm sure.
Yeah. Wow. So you started recording. When did you start doing this professionally?
I started doing this professionally I tried to do it in 1995, and my parents got very upset because they said, you're missing school.
Yeah.
So they breached my contract. I actually had gotten a contract to do backup singing with Brian McKnight and another artist that I can't remember the name. They're no longer active, but my parents said no because you're not going to miss school. You need to finish school.
Yeah. I know. That's, you know, and that's usually, I mean, it's totally understandable, you know. The thing is, is that, you know, you want to support your kids and everything, but in music it's very difficult, and you want them to have some backup plan, you know, and go to school and stuff. But creative people, they stick to what they love, and they do that. So you released a song, and it's called Addicted.
Mm-hmm.
When did you release this song?
I released it last year. It surprised a lot of people because, you know, a lot of people thought, oh, you know, it's just a name. She ain't got it in her. And, you know, I kind of showed them because I didn't just write this song by myself. I composed it and I directed the video and wrote the treatment for the video. It did really well in Europe when I performed it. And, you know, people were trying to give me a show. Oh, it's nothing. Please, that's nothing. You can't do it again. One A&R told me that. He said, this is nothing. It's not as good as the as a signed artist, and you can't do this again. And I said, sir, you wouldn't be saying that I can't do it again if it weren't good now.
Right. Yeah, and, I know.
And he got quiet, and he was looking for words to come back with. So I said, I'm going to do it again. So this year I'm coming out with a new song called Love on Fleek.
Love on what?
On Fleek.
On Sleek?
It's a, Fleek.
Yeah, F-L-E-E-K. It's a slang word. It's a new slang word that a lot of the, you know, the people my age and younger use. Mean it's another way of saying that something is good.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a new word now.
Yep.
Fleek. All right. Yeah. I like that. And so, well, let's go ahead and play some of the song. I want people to hear it. I just fast-forwarded the video because in the beginning there's some talking and stuff, some acting going on. And so you say that you did the treatment for the video.
Yes, I did.
Wow, very cool.
And you'll see it at the end, at the credits. You'll see, you know, the director and who's the writer and all that.
Very cool. All right, so I'm going to go to YouTube and play Tanae Jackson's song Addicted, and let's hear a couple minutes of that. So stay on the line, Tanae, and we'll be back to you in a moment.
Okay.
Tanae Jackson, Addicted. I love this song, man. I mean, a totally dance song.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. How long did it take you to write this, Tanae? You with us? Tanae?
Yes, I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank
sure,
you.
Sure. How long did it take you to write this song?
It took me about 45 minutes to write it. The guy who's singing in the background, he helped me with the hook. His name is Jonathan Timber from North Carolina. He's an independent artist and noted songwriter.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, the video is pretty steamy, You know, I mean, there's, yeah, there's some wild sex going on there. I bet it was fun making it, huh?
Well, you know, I did it to, well, I'm going to be honest. I kind of did to make my dad angry.
Yeah, really?
I kind of did it to make him angry and also to show people, you know, I'm not little Tanae anymore. I'm an adult now.
Right.
And, you know, even if I have to shock you and put it in your face like this, you have to accept the fact that I'm an adult because, you know, I'm the only daughter for my dad.
Oh,
and
okay.
He constantly, you know, thinks of me like a little girl.
Yeah. I know parents do that, you know. I mean,
I'm still a little girl to mine.
Yeah, you're always a little
girl.
You know? But you have to make a statement.
Especially the daughter.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely cool. You guys should check it out. There's like a little story before the music starts. And yeah, and then, you know, it's pretty wild. I like the song, though, because it's a really cool dance song. I love dance music, although I haven't been dancing in 20 years, but, you know. But
you
I love this
kind of
music.
You better pick those feet up. You better move those joints.
Yeah, I know.
Before they lock up on you.
So where can people get your music, Tanae?
They can get it on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. It's all over the internet for purchase. They can go to my website to check out new music or music that they haven't heard of from before. My website is www.TanaeJackson.com or TanaeJackson.net.
I see. Okay, and you have a Twitter page as well. You guys can check her out. It's Tanae Jackson, at Tanae Jackson. And of course, the song is on YouTube as well. This is very cool. So what's your next project? What are you working on now?
I'm working on the new song called Love on Fleek. I'm gearing up to do the video for that one. So that should be out very, very soon. You can keep your eyes open for that.
Sounds good.
And a snippet of the song is on the website.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Tanae, you're a lot of fun and very talented. And we appreciate
Thank
you calling
you.
In this morning, of course.
It was great getting to talk to you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks, everybody.
I know. It was like, you know, last week we were ready to talk to you, and then we had to wait. But it's cool, and we always love to have great guests on the show. And you're beautiful as well and talented. So, yeah. So your success is definitely assured, I think, you know.
Thank you so much. I do work really hard, and I'm happy to see that people appreciate it.
Awesome. And listen, next time you're in L.A., we'd love to have you in the studio if you want to come in. So let us know.
Not a problem. I should be there this summer.
Sounds good.
Great.
Okay, Tanae Jackson, thank you so much, and all the best to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Part of the Jackson family. I mean, that's, you know, that's a big deal.
Totally.
That's a big deal.
I'm sure it also comes with a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the nieces and nephews, you know, they're like the next generation.
Right. There's probably like a certain expectation that comes from that. And also, I'm sure rumors or like, you know, just certain generalizations people might make about family members based
right.
on what they've seen in the news.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I'm sure
I know.
It's not easy. It comes with, you know, probably a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. And it's sort of like they're still in the public eye, you know,
right.
even though they're not Michael Jackson, they're not really his kids, but they're there, they're family.
Right.
You know, and you're right. So there is responsibility going on with that. Did you listen to the Jackson 5 and stuff? Well, it was before
oh, yeah.
your time, but when you grew up, you probably
totally.
Listened to them, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know. They're a very cool band. In fact, I saw them when Michael Jackson was obviously alive. I can't even remember how long ago it had to be, probably 25 years ago, maybe even more. They had the... what was it called? They had a song called Torture. Oh, it was the Victory Tour. And... it was amazing to see them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. I can still remember. It was very cool. And and Michael can still sing all the songs when he was a little kid, you know, when he had the kid's voice.
Yeah.
He could still sing them when he was grown up. So that's cool.
I know a lot of, like, you know, his more recent music, too. So, like, that's what I grew up with.
Right.
Not as much Jackson 5, but, of course, that, like, seeped in.
Right.
Because those songs are just so famous.
I know. I loved him. I mean, when Thriller came out, That was like the best album ever.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, and then the video for the song Thriller came out. And, you know, like sort of a zombie type of video. Did
right.
you ever see it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a little movie. And I loved it. I loved it. I would watch it all the time. And that was back when we had videotape.
Right.
You know.
One of my favorite songs is Man in the Mirror. I also love We Are the World.
Yeah, We Are the World is great.
So Lauren and I are considering being Michael and Janet for Halloween this year.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, but no black faces, huh?
No, no. And we were Salt and Pepper last year, so like we're continuing on with the music theme.
Okay. Yeah, that would be cool. Do you think people would recognize
totally.
You as them? Really?
Oh, yeah, because it's like Janet would be like the Rhythm Nation Janet, and Michael would be like the white glove, red jacket
right,
Michael.
With the hat and stuff.
So, yeah. Exactly. It's like so iconic. Like, you know those two. And especially if we're together and we start dancing.
Right.
Because we will.
I know. Well, so. That's good. So now the, will you be able to do the moonwalk and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I have some time to learn it all, so, you know,
yeah.
starting now, we've already
I know,
got...
you should learn. I love watching moonwalk when people do that.
Yeah.
I love it, just yeah. to watch it. It's amazing, you know? They look like they're moving, like they're sliding.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
I've got, what... 9 months to learn all the dance moves. Because who plans Halloween?
Yeah. Well, until Halloween, yeah.
Well, actually, last Halloween, we were already thinking of next Halloween.
Yeah.
We were like, well, I guess, we have to top it.
Unless you go to an 80s party or something.
We did.
You know? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
We probably will again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe before Halloween, and then you'll be able to do it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, our Halloween this past year was an 80s party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, oh, well.
It was awesome.
Yeah, you'll have to make sure it is an 80s party again.
Yeah. I'm sure that can be arranged.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wow. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. I guess we did mention that Suge Knight was charged with murder.
He was?
Yeah. He was actually charged.
Oh, wow.
I know. He's facing some big time in the slammer.
I don't feel bad.
Yeah. I mean, he ran over these people, and there were witnesses, so it's not like he's got any chance of getting off, I don't think. And just think, you know, you spend your whole life building a career. He probably came from a ghetto or something, you know, some kind of a not a good place to grow up. And, you know, made a name for himself, made a lot of money and all that. And then he just goes and, you know, with this attitude of like, you know, I'm better than everybody else, and I can kill people.
Yeah, he's like untouchable, but not.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it just doesn't happen like that, you know. And nobody's above the law, and you have to, you know, I mean, he killed two people.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to say? So he's out on bail. Oh, he was out on bail in a separate robbery case. Robbery. I mean, right. What the hell is he doing?
I don't know. Well, I don't think he's worked in a while, so...
Yeah.
Maybe he's got to steal.
Yeah.
But then again, you hear that all the time with celebrities that, like, they make all of this money and then they're the ones that go bankrupt because
yeah.
they spend it all and they, you know, become accustomed to a certain lifestyle and then it's right. just gone.
And they're crazy.
And they have to maintain it and they'll do whatever.
Yeah. And he's had prior convictions. They're saying this is his third strike. That means he's going to jail.
Right. Yeah. Especially for murder. Like,
right.
it's one thing for robbery, but another thing for murder.
Right.
So, yeah. I remember when we first started talking about this, you're like, oh, he's been in trouble before. I'm like, many times.
Yeah.
Many times.
Many times.
That's the only thing. Like, I associate his name with trouble.
Really?
I think most people do. I think you also, if you saw him in the street, you go the other way.
Yeah. He's scary looking.
Yeah. And because you know his reputation. Yeah. I once saw him actually at a tire place on Beverly and like Orlando in West Hollywood. And I saw him and I was like, ah, why are you in my neighborhood? Get out.
Wow.
Speaking of celebrities getting in trouble.
Yes.
Did you hear about Conrad Hilton?
No. Who is that? Is he
younger
related?
Brother of Paris and Nikki.
The brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was on a flight to Europe and I guess he was smoking pot on the plane. He was like,
are you serious?
All kinds of
what
trouble.
What the hell?
So yeah, he told the flight crew he would kill them.
Really?
Yeah, because he was just like
That's not good advertisement for pot, for crying out loud.
No.
He was probably drinking, too.
I have no idea what he was doing, but he was being crazy. Yeah. And, you know, you can't just throw around threats like that and be a nuisance on a flight. That's right. Now where they take, like, those things most seriously, thank God. But so he's facing, like, 20 years in prison.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And his bond was like $100,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Why do people do crazy things like that?
Because they think that they're untouchable. Or because...
Right, probably, huh?
It's that or like a cry for help or like just because they know that they can pay their way out of anything.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty pretty powerful stuff. Now, I see the story here. He called the passengers peasants. What's that about? Did you read that part?
Yeah.
What did he mean? Why were they...
Why are they peasants?
Yeah.
They're not a Hilton.
This is a kid. I mean, this is a kid.
He's 20.
He's 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 years old. He looks like 13 years old.
Well, yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah.
That's sad to say, like, to show that, like, he is exactly what people probably think of him.
Right.
If you were to imagine what a Hilton was like.
Right, probably,
he fits
huh?
the bill, like,
right.
to the stereotype T.
Yeah.
That he calls other people peasants.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? You didn't do anything to work for the money your family has. So yeah. You need to calm down.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, you could have taken a private plane, but you didn't. So aren't you essentially a peasant too?
Yeah. Wow. You're smoking in the bathroom, calling passengers peasants. And he also disabled the smoke detector in the bathroom.
What an idiot.
And they tell you it's a federal thing. You
right,
know,
and he had to surrender himself to the FBI.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Really?
Yeah, way to turn a simple flight into yeah. a disaster.
Wow. Crazy. Freed on a $100,000 bond? Well, I guess it's not murder.
And he was saying that he will own anyone on the flight and that his father will pay this out.
Wow.
Goodness.
Did they end up landing the plane?
I'm not sure.
Because sometimes they do, right?
Yeah, no, I think it continued on.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to fucking kill you, he told the yeah. flight attendant. Wow.
And apparently his dad paid $300,000 last time this happened. Well, his dad probably needs to stop paying this.
Yeah.
And say, no, kid, you have to go pay that on your own. Like, teach him some work ethic and some, like, general decency, maybe.
Probably nothing's going to help. I mean, he is a kid, you know.
Not when you're 20.
Still a kid.
No, you can drive. You can almost drink. You can go to college.
True, but the mind, you know, they haven't matured yet. You know,
I didn't do that
like
at 20.
Kid. Yeah.
I didn't do anything like that ever.
Yeah. Well, you're not him. I mean, you don't have that type of personality.
Well, someone needs to teach this kid.
Yeah.
Paying $300,000 for the last incident. Mm. Like, I feel like a good parent, not that they're not good parents, but I'm just saying from my opinion, I would say, well, you need to now get yourself a job and pay off that loan.
Yeah. I don't think he ever worked in his life,
right.
And I don't think he will.
Which is why he has this bad attitude and does right. whatever he wants, because there's no consequences.
Right.
Normal people would be like, that's a big consequence to have to pay that much money. That's a huge consequence.
Right. But he probably has his own money, too, you know, so... I don't think he'll have a... It's not going to really hurt him to pay $300,000.
Well, life... I mean, 20 years in prison will.
Yeah.
That'll hurt.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Is he facing 20 years in prison?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's a federal offense.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, because you're endangering passengers and the whole plane.
Right. And also because there are so many laws now, like, with air travel and, like, everything going on with safety and security, they can't just let this guy get off.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I know.
Have to make an example of him.
Right. Absolutely.
Especially because he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Not a celebrity. He's like a celebrity adjacent.
Yeah.
His name is famous.
His name, right. Nobody cares about him.
No one.
Yeah. Now, get this. In Japan, a man is accused of raping women during fake sleep study and then putting the video attacks online.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And we're not talking about a couple of women. He said it was like about 100 women. So he would tell them they're coming for a sleep study, probably drug them, you know. They were actually drugged and raped.
Oh, God.
They said. And then he taped this and sold it to porn sites. I mean, what the hell is wrong with people?
I have no idea.
I mean, you know.
We say that every day.
Yeah.
Because I just never know. I know. Don't know what's wrong with people.
I know. Well, that's why we bring up these stories, because they're so wacky. But, you know, I mean, what do you do to someone like that? You know, the what I don't understand is, you're committing a crime, why are you videotaping it? And a lot of people do that. You know, they're raping a girl, they're videotaping it, and then there's evidence against them.
Because they're not smart in the first place.
No, they're not smart. I mean, who does something like this? You got to be, like, extremely perverted, I guess.
Right.
Unless he did it for the money.
Off to jail he goes.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Now, who would want to watch something like that? That's what I'm trying to...
Other people that exist that I'm sure are very similar in dysfunction.
Yeah, huh?
There's an audience out there, like we learned yesterday. There are a lot of people into a lot of things.
Yeah. I heard that. I mean, I've never seen this, but like extreme things. But they're saying that the Japanese will do just about anything in porn, you know. And it's like sometimes I'm wondering why there's things I just don't want to watch, you know. I don't want to watch somebody's bodily functions.
No. But there are people that are into that, which people I still are into never that. Understand.
People are into that.
Right.
You know, and I mean, people are into all kinds of things. They, you know, when we've had porn stars here in the past, they say some people are like into popping balloons. They want to see a hot girl popping balloons. Now, I can't even begin to think where that came from and how that's a turn on.
Right. I don't know.
But it is.
Strange.
For many people.
Very strange.
Yeah, and they'll do a lot of things. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, men are crazy. I think testosterone drives people crazy.
But some women, too. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
But women generally don't do these things. They don't. They don't rape, you know?
No, and, you don't hear about female rapers running around town.
Yeah. So I also, you know, and the ones that do it in the movies, okay, so you say they're doing it for the money. But still, why subject yourself to that, you know? This is like... the stuff, like kinky stuff with a lot of pain. And you wonder why, you know, why? I mean, how is pain related to sex? I don't get it. But some people are saying...
I think it's the extreme or like the heightened feelings or something.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I know. They're saying it's because the line between pain and pleasure is a fine one,
right.
Whatever. You know, but I don't get it. You know, I mean... I don't like pain. I mean, I think even if I had to watch it, I wouldn't be turned on. I'd probably get turned off.
Right.
Just watching that.
But there are the opposite out there. There's plenty of people that are into weird things.
I know. And they, I mean, and sex becomes involved in every dysfunction that people have.
Right.
You know, it manifests itself sexually.
I have a funny story.
Okay.
So I went on a first date with a guy like a year ago. Okay. And at dinner, I asked him what kind of porn he watches. It was a first date. And he was like,
"You did?
That's a first. No girl has ever asked me that on a first date." I'm like, "Well, I want to know what kind of weirdo you are." So he answered me and it was just funny. And then we dated for a bit and now we're still friends. But he'll always remember that as like his funniest first date.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's like, where did that come from?
Listen, I don't even care anymore. I'm going to ask you what I want to know. You can answer. You don't have to. You can think I'm weird.
Yeah.
But
why did you want to know that?
Because I want to know what kind of weirdo he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if he was weird, he probably wouldn't tell you, you know.
I mean, he might. Who knows?
That's true. Unless he, if he thought it was a good thing to do or there's nothing wrong with it, he probably would have told
you. Right.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I would answer that. What kind of porn do you watch? I don't know, porn.
Yeah, but there is that crazy kind, so.
Yeah. No, I'm not into that at all. No, if something like that will pop up, I just close it. I'm just not into the bondage and things like that, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll
even
see.
Though, you know, these are consenting adults and everything.
Right.
But you're like... No, I don't like seeing women treated like that.
Yeah. I'm still counting down until Tuesday when I see 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. You're counting down.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So you're going to be one of the first to talk about it, huh?
I'm excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be cool. I'm sure you are. It's, I mean, that's all they do is talk about it.
It's like you cannot, you know.
Yeah, you can't escape it anywhere, right? There's like billboards and everything out there.
Yep.
So, yeah, it just makes you want to see it just to see what all the hoopla is about.
That's exactly why I want to see it.
Right.
Like, enough. Like, I feel like I need to see it and, like, put it to bed.
Yeah.
Literally.
But watch how, you know, all the people that haven't read the book yet are going to start getting into all the kinky stuff now. You know, it's going to be like mainstream. It already is becoming mainstream after the books.
Yeah.
You know, a lot more people are getting into that, you know.
Well, and also like, I think that they're like being more honest about it.
Probably.
Because there's probably a lot of people that don't talk about it but do it.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know if sales have gone up of kinky stuff and fetish.
And, of course, it's tied to Valentine's Day. So, like, who even knows what the sales are going to be like right now? I'm sure there will be a study.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we will talk about it.
Well, you'll have to tell us. I mean, do they allow you to talk about it before it's released in the
In the movies? Just, like, can't probably film anything from inside. Like, I think they might. A lot of screenings take your phone.
Yeah.
So that you can't tweet, you can't take pictures, you can't film it, or like, you know, pirate the video.
Right.
Also, so you don't tweet while it's happening and like give out lines or actual story stuff or surprises. Like, hopefully by the end of the movie, you forget some of it.
Okay.
You know?
So let me ask you this. So are you going to a theater to see this then?
Or the Arclight.
So it's not, you're not getting a video or anything?
No, going to the Arclight.
Okay.
It's a Universal screening.
Oh, okay. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so I guess they would let you talk about it. I mean, they can't
help it. Yeah, they want you to.
Yeah.
It's a press screening.
They can't help it. I mean, what are they going to do?
There are movies that they don't screen at all in advance.
Right.
But, you know, this one, they want press to, like, talk about it.
Right. They're saying usually the ones that are not screened are the ones they feel are bad movies, you know, the makers of it.
Yeah, well, there's that element, and also, like, if the element of surprise is what makes the movie good,
right,
they're not going to screen it.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm. So are you saying that all these movies with twists and stuff in them did not have, like, screeners?
No, not that. But, like, I can't remember, like, which movies didn't have screeners, but...
Right. I know some didn't, but it's because I guess they're afraid of the critics. So, you know...
Well, and also, like, because you don't want to give away, you know, important elements of the movie before it is released sometimes.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how that works. But, I mean, I can't imagine they're telling the critics, you can't say this, you can't say that.
No, there's, you know, they can't show it and then say, you can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before we leave, I had to bring up this story. Did you hear about the story with NBC's Brian Williams?
Something about an apology.
But it's not quite an apology. It's he recants a story. Apparently, a few years ago, he said that that in 2003 he was in Iraq, and the helicopter he was in was forced down by enemy fire, and by being hit by an RPG. That's what he said. He was on the helicopter. The helicopter got hit, and I don't know if they crashed. They were forced down. They landed.
Oh wow!
Now he says he was never on that helicopter.
How do you go from being on it to not on it? That's a big difference.
Well, he said
facts.
Because his memory was kind of foggy. But let me ask you this. You know, come on. If you've been on a helicopter and you haven't been on one, you would remember that.
Your memory was foggy. That makes you a pathological liar. That's like when you start to believe your lies. So
right.
You were or you were not?
Yeah. Well,
how
that's
do you
the
then
thing.
All of a sudden think you were?
He came clean because I guess somebody figured it out or something. You
well,
know?
That takes away a lot of like his credibility.
Credibility, a lot.
Is he like quitting?
I don't think so.
He's a very mainstream show.
I know. He's very big, you know, so I don't know if he's going to quit or not.
If Brian Williams lies to us, I don't believe anything anymore.
Yeah, huh?
Now you're going to tell me Katie Kirk lies or Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Or Ellen.
I know. Everybody's, I mean, and the stuff that's happening on Twitter, I mean, people are just like nailing him. Yeah.
I mean, they kind of should, you know?
Yeah. I know.
Your one job is to, like, have integrity.
Yeah, I know. And not to make yourself look like a friggin' hero.
Right. You report the news. Report it. Don't be it.
Yeah. I know. All right. Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow's Friday.
Your favorite day.
My favorite day. You remember. And hopefully I'll remember to bring the champagne tomorrow, Jen. How about wine? Do you want wine instead?
I will drink anything.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining in, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen. right here on LA Talk Radio.